9 degrees. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Fairhope City Councilman Jay Robinson into the studio. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning.
Hope you had a good weekend.
I did. Weather was gorgeous.
And looking forward to tonight's Fairhope City Council meeting at 6. First on the work session, is there anything that you would like to cover?
Sure. There is. There's only one item on the work session agenda, and that's a discussion of some drainage issues out at Founders. You know, we're fixing to start, or either they have already started work on preparation for the track out, the new track that's going to be built out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they've uncovered maybe some issues with some drainage pipes out there that may need some rehab or maybe even replacement. And so we'll get the full story tonight during the work session.
Okay. I was recently drove by the site. It looks like the track is going to be elevated mm-hmm. quite a bit.
It is.
Okay.
And that was part of what the cost was is, you know, a lot of Founders, there's different heights and different levels of fields. And in order for the track to be the size that it needs to be, you have to build that over multiple fields, and so you have to either shave mm-hmm. one down or grade one down or raise one up. And so I think they've chosen obviously to elevate, and that's part of what the high cost for that track were.
Okay. All right, and on to the City Council agenda, which folks can watch live or later on the City of Fairhope's YouTube channel when the meeting starts at 6, is approval for a temporary position for an electric superintendent, water and wastewater superintendent. Is ours retiring?
They are. We've got two superintendents that are going to be retiring here in the next few months, and while we're certainly happy for them to be able to reach that point where they're able to retire, we are certainly going to miss them and all of the expertise that they've brought to the city over the years that they've been there. But this allows us to fill the position on a temporary basis to let the new hires come in and learn under our existing superintendent so that there is, when the time comes for them to actually be gone, their replacement is ready to hit the ground running.
And that makes a lot of sense. Any idea if you'll be able to do that in-house with current employees?
I don't know. I know the mayor has been conducting interviews for replacements, but I don't know. I don't know if there has been an official decision made.
Okay. Also authorizes and approves hiring of an animal control officer, as we have that position being vacated as well.
I think that's a similar position that I think our existing animal control officer or one of them may be on the, you know, moving on, and so this allows us to have someone come in to shadow them and hopefully again, so that we don't miss a step when anybody leaves the city.
Okay. Number 7 is utilities relocation for the widening of US 31, costing $152,000, and it looks like all of it reimbursable by the state.
That is correct. Yeah, just our participation in the widening of 31, relocation of utilities, and that is, again, 100% reimbursable.
And some folks may be thinking, 31, that's Spanish Fort. Why does Fairhope have anything to do with that?
We've got gas all the way in all different directions, including in Spanish Fort.
Yep. Okay. Looks like number 8 is something similar. Oh, no, this is for an on-call professional engineering service.
Yeah, just in case if there are if emergencies arise, we have somebody on call to assist in the event of, again, of an emergency or something immediate that we can't otherwise take care of.
And that's only $25,000 or less.
And it's just essentially a not to exceed so that if we need to bill towards that, we can.
And then it looks like 9, 10, 11, on to 13 are all doing with infrastructure improvements for lift stations, water wells, and more.
Yeah, 9, 10, and 11 are continued upgrades and rehabilitation for our water department. And then it looks like 12 and 13 are rehabs and upgrades for electric. You know, Lori, this is something that we've been doing, geez, now for 4 years, just continuous upgrades to our utility infrastructure, and we've got so many of them going on at one time with gas, water, and electric, and wastewater, and so it's just something that hopefully at some point we get to where we are no longer having to upgrade, but we're just simply at a maintenance stage, but we're working hard to get there.
Number 12 is $145,000 for transfer station slab reconstruction. And number 13 is $166,000 for a 46 kV transmission loop on the west side of Greeno Road. Are these budgeted items?
These are
part of the plan?
These are budgeted, yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, and here I see number 14. Does this have to do with a little bit more on the track?
It is, and yeah. and those are, again, those are budgeted costs. I think I'm trying to think. There was something that was going to come up maybe tonight. I'm having a blank, but we've actually. I want to knock on wood, I want to jinx us, but we've had really good luck with things coming in under budget recently. For the longest time, everything was not just over, but significantly over, and it was nothing more than due to the cost of doing business now. Everything is just cost more to get, scarcity of materials or you know, the difficulty in finding someone who wasn't already tied up doing something else to come do the job. But our staff does such a good job of making sure they're going out and getting competitive bids and finding the best price for us that they've continued to come in under budget on a lot of things recently.
And that's really good. That's, like you said, that's almost unheard of.
For sure.
And number 15 would be to dispose of property from the city. What is that?
Well, you know, it's just another kind of a house cleaning thing for us where if we've got, It's nice to have assets in reserve, but when you're starting to spend on these things more than they're actually worth, then it makes a lot more sense to just get rid of them when they're truly surplus. And this is just a small. We had a list, I think, at the last meeting, maybe bigger than this, and this is just another another smaller list of just things that. Looking at the list, there's a couple of kayaks that were unclaimed down at the marina, an easy-go golf cart from the golf course, a couple of old trucks, the bathroom trailer that used to sit out at Valana that ultimately ended up in, you know, needing repairs after.
Y'all just auction them off or something?
Yes, okay. Ma'am.
All right. It's kind of a short agenda. It looks like it might move fast.
It is. That's my hope. My hope is always that they move fast. And hopefully, as the president of this meeting, I can do my best to facilitate moving that quickly.
That's good. I'm trying to think of things not on the agenda that we might want to mention. So I went over to a Fairhope Times page to be reminded, and I'm seeing a site plan for a new construction at the corner of Magnolia and Church Street. And I'd not heard of this. The city's Board of Adjustments gave the go-ahead for a use not provided for to allow a new 7-building mixed-use development on B2 zoned property. What are you familiar with that?
I saw the Fairhope Times article over the weekend, but this is not something that's been presented to the council or been shown to me in any kind of detail.
Yeah, but it's got to go from the Board of Adjustments to the Planning Commission and then to the Council.
That's correct.
Where both of those boards, by the way, and commissions have no authority. They make a recommendation.
Correct.
And then it's up to the city to vote.
That's right.
It says here that the board action was needed, that use not provided for was needed to meet technicalities of the city zoning ordinance for mixed use because there are seven separate buildings, commercial component on the ground floor of the two facing Magnolia Avenue, and then some being residential upstairs. Okay, so that's still off from approval for a while. Are you familiar with it at all?
I really am not.
Okay. Anything else? How do you think the big topic, of course, is growth. Everywhere we look, there's new houses and there's new construction and new business and lots of traffic and trouble parking. Do y'all foresee looking into another moratorium or anything to curb the growth, or what's being discussed?
You know, there have been discussions in some of our recent council meetings, at least, and proposals maybe for a moratorium. And I think if you talk to any citizen in the city of Fairhope, that I think it sounds like most of them would favor a moratorium permanently. Mm. But, you know, you have certain reasons that you're able to do that, and you can't do it over an extended period of time without just cause to do that. But, you know, I mean, it's something that we'd always consider, obviously, if it's something that would be beneficial to the city. I think in the past, when those things have been done, it's been to allow sort of infrastructure to catch up, and that's always something that is a concern for me.
Mm-hmm.
Is when you are when you have so many projects approved, and it's not a single family home that we're talking about, it's a 100 to 300 yeah. home subdivision, and you know the amount of strain that puts on an already strained system is concerning, and so we've had those discussions. We've put, I think, two different moratoriums in place since I've been on council.
The last one was outside city limits, I think, and now that you have no jurisdiction over that, inside
right.
is what
that's
folks
right.
want to look at.
Well, and that's right. And you know, the problem with inside is there's only so much space inside the city limits now. And you know, we have not seen those super large developments within the city mm-hmm. limits. And I think really the true taxing of our infrastructure primarily have been those outside that are now even outside of our planning jurisdiction,
right?
But we're still providing utilities too, and so that's the real concern for me at this point.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
That's it, Lori. I appreciate it, as always.
Thank you. As always, we appreciate your time. Fairhope City Council President Jay Robinson joining us this morning as Fairhope City Council meets tonight in regular session.